Transportation risks. Common transportation risks include product loss or damage, accidents, liability, delivery delays, supply chain disruptions, capacity risks, and poor carrier selection. Product loss or damage. Transportation risks include product loss or damage. This could be from pilferage during product handling, truck hijacking, damage in transit, or a hazard such as a container falling off of an ocean carrier or its contents being destroyed by water damage. Product theft can be organized, employee-based, or opportunistic. Cargo jettison can occur, and the master of the ship has this absolute right if deemed necessary. Damage can occur in materials handling, and products could become contaminated due to improper segregation of freight or improper cleaning of a vehicle payload before being used for a different purpose. Cargo can suffer climate control failures or even be deliberately tampered with. Transportation security is also a risk that requires better access control and visibility to resolve, but this subject is addressed more where we discuss physical security. Who bears the risk of loss during the transfer of goods is not ruled by who currently holds the title to those goods. Incoterm's registered trademark 2020 outlined that the risk of loss of or damage to the goods passes from the seller to the buyer where and when the seller delivers the goods. Various Incoterms registered trademark outline exactly when this obligation is complete. When domestic trade terms are used, organizations will need to clearly understand at what point the risk of loss transfers from seller to buyer under the given terms. Organizations need to arrange terms that make sense and ensure their portion of the trip at a level of coverage that is appropriate to the risk. For the water modality, it is vital to get the right level of marine insurance, which may need to be higher than what the given Incoterm registered trademark specifies as a minimum requirement. Accidents and liability. Accidents create a risk of product damage, plus risks of equipment damage and legal liability. Accidents related to driver negligence or other at-fault behavior are particularly critical risks. If a fatality or other extreme result was involved, many carriers have been faced with what are termed nuclear verdicts from juries, meaning that the damages are so large as to potentially put the carrier out of business. Delivery delays and supply chain disruptions. Delivery delays and supply chain disruptions could have a negligible effect or be catastrophic, such as requiring a production line to halt in need of parts. Delays and disruptions can be related to normal operations or be the result of larger events. During normal operations, congestion can cause delays for almost any mode of transport. While road traffic congestion is significant and obvious, causing over 1.2 billion hours of lost productivity in the U.S. alone, according to Novak et al. In transportation, rail switching yards and shipping ports also face significant congestion. Weather events and disasters, such as wildfires, can also cause delays or disruptions regionally. Vehicles, vessels, or freight handling equipment can also suffer breakdowns or extended repair times waiting for parts. Disruptions of transportation can also be due to external risks, such as labor strikes or capacity shortages. Too few trucks, trailers, or drivers can result in soaring road transport costs or delays. Similarly, capacity shortages of container berths or containers can result in either delays or unacceptable shipping costs. Capacity risk. Events such as recessions can create capacity limitations because a reduction in trade will also reduce the number of containers, and so on available for backhauls. Bottlenecks can also occur in ports or other areas due to capacity issues. The net result of scarce supply will be an increase in rates. Port strikes slow or stop port traffic and can cause major delays. In the short run, some industries might need to use expensive modes of transport, such as air, to keep their plants running. In the long run, they can result in transportation rate hikes. In some cases, ships might be able to be rerouted to alternate ports, in which case logistics professionals need to find alternative carriers and routes. Other disruptions can occur, such as the 2021 blockage of the Suez Canal by the Ever Given for 6 days, which cost the global economy about $416 million per hour based on the value of the trade that flows through that canal. As many as 400 ships were blocked. It also took years for claims related to losses from the event to be settled. Transportation rate variability is a major concern for organizations. Excess supply drives down prices and capacity constraints raise prices. In the coming years, a predicted severe shortage in truck drivers will likely result in higher trucking rates, for example. fuel price volatility is another reason for variability. Organizations can use financial instruments or long-term contracts to hedge some of this volatility, but most carriers will have fuel price surcharges built into contracts to pass on high fuel costs. Carrier selection. Some carriers specialize in certain types of transportation or geographic regions, and a risk is that a carrier will be used for services that it is not especially suited to, which could mean that the trip is inefficient or costly. Since there are a large number of carriers, depending on mode, and carriers need to be selected frequently, finding the best carrier may not be easy. Use of preferred providers can help, but an organization's list of these carriers needs to be reviewed periodically to ensure that it still identifies the best providers. It should also be updated after carrier performance evaluations. Carrier rates are generally market-driven, so there may not be much difference in price between most carriers. Therefore, the main risks involved in choice of carrier include those related to service, such as total transit time, lead time variability, or damage to goods. For carrier lead time variability, it is important to check on the frequency of breakdowns in vehicles. If this is too high, then the carrier needs to invest in regular maintenance. Other possible problems could be customs clearing issues or hazards, which can signal a need to invest in their own risk management, for example, better customs process, backup trucks. Damage to goods can be addressed by packaging.